Leadership style is the manner and approach you take when providing direction, implementing plans, and motivating people. There are a wide range of leadership styles to choose from, but choosing the right style at the right time in the right situation is key to being an effective leader. When it comes to leadership styles, there's no such thing as one size fits all. In the same way as a golfer chooses the right club for each shot, leaders need to choose specific leadership styles at different times and situations in order to maximise the effectiveness of their team. Six Emotional Leadership Styles by Daniel Goleman, a well-known psychologist, is one of the many systems to classify leadership styles. The visionary leader directs people towards a shared vision, telling them where to go, but not how to get there. Information is shared, and consequently, people are empowered by knowledge. This style is best when a new direction is needed. This style can fail if it's used to try and motivate experienced experts and peers. The coaching leader focuses on building the team and the skills of individual members within the team. This type of leader always looks for opportunities to teach the team members new skills and knowledge. They're good at entrusting people with the challenging tasks. If not done properly, this style looks like micromanaging. It's best used to build individuals' long-term capabilities. The affiliative leader creates positive relationships. This leader frequently gives positive feedback, helping to keep everyone on course. This style is very much collaborative and creates a relationship of trust and loyalty from followers. It's best used for healing rifts and improving morale. The downside of this style is that poor performance of followers is sometimes tolerated out of loyalty. The democratic leader focuses on decisions that are the result of input, participation, and commitment of everyone. The decision is then based on winning a consensus. If not done properly, it can come across as lots of listening but very little effective action. This style is the most appropriate when there is an uncertainty on what to do and where genuine input is needed. The pace-setting leader leads by example. They set up a high standard and expect others in the team to follow. They don't expect anything more from their teams than what they would do themselves. They focus on achievement of a task. These leaders tend to provide little guidance, expecting people to know what to do. This works best in a motivated and competent team. They get short-term results, but over the long term, this style can lead to exhaustion and decline. This style negatively affects organisational culture. The commanding leader takes charge, gives clear directions, and expects full compliance. No agreement is needed. They have to demonstrate emotional self-control and could appear cold or distant. This style works in times of crisis, when rapid, unquestioned action is needed. It also works with problematic employees who do not respond to other methods.